is now time for the Chatham County Roundup, presented by Weaver Street Realty, specializing in local real estate since 1982. Every story is set somewhere. Theirs is right here. You can find more about Chatham County and Chatham County government online at chathamnc.org. We are joined today for the Chatham County Roundup by County Commissioner Karen Howard. Good to have you here.
Thanks for having me back.
And you are here on your way somewhere else. You're heading up to D.C. for a county commissioners conference, right?
Well, yes. The executive board of the North Carolina Association of County Commissioners is going to meet in D.C. for a couple of days and get an opportunity to speak with our representatives in D.C.
What are some of the issues that county commissioners and federal representatives talk about right now?
So we definitely are talking about things to do with education funding at the state level and federal level, about job opportunity, employment, large investment in and across North Carolina and the region.
Mm-hmm.
Those are some of the kind of things that leap out. Agriculture is a significant one in this state.
How often do you have meetings like this?
So this will be the first time that I'm attending one
okay.
of these. They do take a trip annually.
Okay.
And it's often in concert with the National Association of Counties meetings, but this time we're doing it with our separate agenda.
So, all right. Speaking with County Commissioner Karen Howard, again, chathamnc.org for more information on Chatham County. So the last time you were here, the last time we spoke, the statue was still up in Pittsboro. The lawsuit was still in the works, and a lot has changed.
Yes.
Statue is down. The lawsuit's been dismissed, right? That just happened. So where do things stand now?
Basically, unless the plaintiffs appeal, we are done with the matter. The statue was removed after the original stay was lifted. They did not get their injunction to keep us from moving it. And then yesterday, Judge Bray ruled in favor of the county on both standing and whether there was injury or loss.
And there was a demonstration after it went down, but kind of subdued low-key.
I think there were some people, yes, and I understand there were some people there this morning too. And I expect that, you know, Passions is still fairly high right now and it will quiet down.
Yeah. What have you heard from Chatham residents or even from people outside the county now versus a month ago? How has it changed, if at all?
I think yesterday and the response has been more of a sense of relief that, you know, kind of let's start working towards putting this behind us and moving forward. And certainly as the holidays are rolling around, to have, you know, people focus more on the positive aspect of community and kind of put this as much behind us as we can.
The last time we talked, you were kind of lamenting the fact that people were on each side were not really listening to each other, that you had said several things repeatedly on the board at county commissioner meetings and then had people coming up to you saying, why haven't we heard you say this? Has that gotten better at all? Do you feel like we're listening to each other a little bit more? I know it's been a month. We're not going to change in a month, but
No, I don't feel that way. I would like to believe that it could happen this quickly, but I think what we still see is the two polarities, right? Right, the one side feeling very strongly that this is purely an issue of race and slavery and hate, and that you can't have any other story around this. And then another side saying, you know, there's no space for a conversation about where the race and hatred and supposed slavery systems failed us. And this is just about heritage, and heritage and pride are entangled in this to the exclusion of anything else. And then I think there are a lot of voices in the middle that are saying, wait, you know, how do we back into a conversation that is not either what 100% of either one of you is saying, but that finds some common ground, right? How do we begin from a place that says, if that statue is hurtful to people in my community, then what? If it does not reflect heritage, then how can I have my heritage reflected in a way that allows for that part of the community to also feel represented and valued? And then people that feel like this is purely hatred and this is purely racism, to make space for people, no matter how much we say you should and could and would know otherwise, to say that this is, these were my relatives that died. These were people that were important in my genealogy, in my history. And that is all that I'm focusing on. Mm-hmm. And so I think the difficulty is trying to have the conversation with either ends of the polar, you know, this spectrum we have. And I think the conversation really should start with the groups in the middle.
Yeah.
Who have some common ground and who are at least willing to look for places that we can agree and build on those.
I always think the concept of compromise gets a bad rap because people think of it as just taking the two positions and adding them up and dividing by two and splitting the difference and coming up with a position that's probably incoherent. But what you're describing is finding that third point of the triangle, right?
Yes.
Like not splitting the difference between two, but finding another angle
Absolutely.
That you can come to from both sides.
That we can agree on.
Yeah.
And I think what we've shown, if nothing else, I think what we've shown in Chatham is a determination to keep moving forward and to give every voice an opportunity to be heard and to do it differently.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not, and I'm glad that the judge, you know, weighed and looked at this issue on the facts of this particular case. And I think it gives us an opportunity to say, you know, the circumstances were different, the way we went about it was different, and the resolution can be different. How we move forward can be different and reflect Chatham County values.
This is a super loaded question, so feel free to avoid it if possible. Any thoughts about the way that it's been handled in Chatham versus the way that the Silent Sam issue has been handled in Chapel Hill with the agreement that was made mm-hmm. between the UNC Board of Governors and the Sons of Confederate Veterans?
I will go so far as to say that I feel very proud that everything that Chatham did was did in the clear light of day in front of everybody and with everyone being, you know, having the same information at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I think, and I don't know the inner workings enough of either, you know, the Board of Governors or anyone that was intimately involved in that. But I can say that where a governmental body like ours is concerned and the public is concerned, we did everything that I believe we could and should have to maintain public confidence and for the community to feel as though everything that we knew, they also knew.
So in terms of moving forward, what's next? Is it now on the UDC to come up with a plan? Is that where things stand?
Yeah, well, that's the hope. I mean, if the goal of the UDC really is to have this monument somewhere that it can be respected,
mm-hmm.
One would hope that that will be their next move. I know that we, you know, it would be unreasonable to expect the county to store it indefinitely.
Mm-hmm.
And that there have to be some conversations going forward about what happens. I don't think that it necessarily needs to be a decision of the county commissioners, though. I think there are other groups that might be better suited to having a conversation.
Speaking with Chatham County Commissioner Karen Howard, again, chathamnc.org for more information on county government. The statue has kind of taken up a lot of the media attention, but a lot's always going on in Chatham County government, and the State of the County report just got released not too long ago. What are some of the highlights there?
That there's a lot happening, that there's a lot of growth heading our way. So we're talking about new schools that are opening, plans to build and expand infrastructure. We've had some exciting things happen around Chatham, breaking ground on the tiny homes community, which will be a supportive community for people with multiple mental health issues. We have a community college site opening, hopefully very early in the new year in 2020. We have a new high school and a new elementary school on our plans coming forward. And things are happening in and around Chatham Park. So there's Mosaic has recently had a launch of part of their development. So there's a lot happening in and around Chatham that actually is more of our focus. I know that a lot of the conversation has been around the monument, but you know, we have Pittsboro's had its struggles with water,
mm-hmm.
And we're having broader conversations about regional water traffic as you know, Chatham grows, so grows the traffic.
Yeah.
But a lot.
And one of the things that jumped out at me from just looking at the report as I was doing earlier today, Chatham is already the fourth fastest growing county in the state, and that's kind of pre-Chatham Park. It's coming in, but there's
right.
going to be a lot more growth there in the
yes.
future that hasn't been factored in yet.
Exactly. So it's a double-edged sword, right? There are communities that are losing populations, and that has significant impacts.
Mm-hmm.
But with growth come demand for additional services, some of which you have to pay for upfront. And there's just growth pains as communities change, as growth happens. So we're bracing ourselves for a lot of change. Some of it will be easier to manage than others aspects. So.
Tell us about the new schools.
So we have a new high school on the agenda for, it's on Seaforth Road, and that is primarily to deal with the overpopulation at Pittsburgh, at Northwood High School in Pittsburgh as it is. And then there's the growth, that the population that's going to be coming from Briar Chapel and Pittsburgh in general. And that will be opening in the fall of 2022, I believe, 2021. My years are mixed up right now. And we have Chatham Grove Elementary, which is closer to launching. That anticipated open is fall of next year.
The new high school, when it opens, is it designed to kind of be undercrowded when it opens and
that
cover expansion?
To meet growth for a couple of years. But, one of the things we know about growth in schools is that you often open a school and it's at capacity, and you're potentially even adding pods mm-hmm. to accommodate that growth. It's hard to predict that as accurately as we may hope. And particularly in a place that's growing rapidly. But the goal is to have capacity beyond what's imminently needed when the school opens.
I should know this already. Does the high school have a name yet?
It does, Seaforth High School.
Seaforth High School? Mm-hmm. Awesome. Does it have a mascot yet?
I don't know. I know that in the past we've let the student population that's going into the school choose that. So it might. That's a good question. And school colors too, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
This is really important things,
I know,
right?
I know.
Yeah,
I think
more
because
than anything else.
I don't have a high schooler that would be going there. I didn't even remember thinking that.
Other things going on in Chatham County that people want to know about?
Pittsburgh Parade is this coming Sunday.
Awesome.
Siler City Parade is it tonight or tomorrow night? Lots of holiday parades coming up. We have our shops are all open for business. Lots of activity in downtown. And Christmas tree was lit a couple of weekends ago. So there's lots
awesome.
Of there's holiday spirit.
Nice.
All over North Carolina, but certainly in the town of Pittsburgh.
And again, ChathamNC.org for more information on Chatham County. Get more info there. County Commissioner Karen Howard, thank you so much for being with us as always. Have a good trip to DC.
Thank you.